Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Oh, my goodness gracious, do we have a wonderful show for you today. This thing has got so much power-packed energy in it, we've had trouble staying on Skype today for the call. But most importantly, we've got a great gentleman with us by the name of Lars Rein Gustafsson, and he wrote something down here, and I had it printed out and all, and I can't wait to hear about it. Listen to this, folks. Magical, infinite energy. When I read that, I went, whoa, Nelly, I gotta tap into that. Magical, infinite energy. Our show today is brought to you by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and the 6-Minute Webinar. And Mr. Bill Heinrich, he's one of the honorary hosts here on the Toginet Radio System. He is with me today. And Mr. Bill, he's got a wonderful book that's yours free. It's his free gift to you called Clarity Has No Story. You can go to myfreebook.me. M is in Mike, E is in Echo. And download that. Clarity Has No Story. Mr. Bill is also the co-creator of the 6-Minute Webinar. And Mr. Bill, on October the 24th, Saturday, beginning at 12 noon Eastern Time, we got something going on there. Is that correct, sir?
That's absolutely right, Jim. It's going to be so exciting. We're going to be doing another boot camp. And when someone goes to our website, 6MinuteWebinar.com, and signs up for to learn how to do a 6-minute webinar, which is, it's only $99. Mm. We're throwing in a free boot camp. Mm. So they get 3 hours of free training. And what's amazing, Jim, in fact, I can't wait to get Lars on here. We talk about this, infinite energy, but it's so incredible how people have such trouble and challenges really narrowing their message down so they can just speak to their perfect client. Everybody gives education away free, and what they're doing is giving away information that people would gladly buy. You don't have to sell it for a lot, but everybody gives it away. And what we teach you how to do in there is speak to your perfect client. So you've got somebody that's experienced, that understands what you do, and they want to work with you because they know that you know you can help them. So the 6-minute webinar is pretty astounding. We've had tremendous success with it so far, and I'm really looking forward to October 24th, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don and I are going to do another one. We had 45 people on in the last one. And
that's right.
It was a Donnybrook. We had so much fun. People learned so much. Nobody left. They all said it was the fastest 3 hours they'd ever spent.
Oh, and yeah.
It's going to be the same again in October, Jim.
It sure will be. It sure will be, because I remember being on the call there and everybody. When Don says, well, it's 3:02, we want to respect everyone's time. And it was a couple of ladies says, wait a minute, we want some more, because it just was just really great information. Because when you hold people's attention for 3 hours nonstop, no bio breaks, no nothing, just 3 hours of continuous training, step by step by step by step, and no one leaves, what does that tell you? They're getting fed some great information, because we're all hungry for good information. And Mr. Bill, I'm going to let you introduce Mr. Lars Rein Gustafsson, because I'm still looking at these three big words, magical, infinite energy. And I'm going like, I need that now.
Well, those are three great words. I met Lars actually about almost a year ago, and we really connected. He's an incredible spirit. He has, I'm going to let him talk a bit about his business, but he is magical, infinite energy. So, Lars, welcome to the show. We can't wait to hear your message today.
Hello there, Jim and Bill. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me on your show, and thank you everyone who's listening in. And you as well are magical infinite energy, as we all are.
Yes, we are. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't get the energy piece of it, Lars, do they? Like, they get really stuck in the physical, right?
And absolutely.
The non-physical is where all of our power and potential is. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think I'm going to actually talk about when I wasn't tuned into the energy part. Back in 2000, and when you're not tuned into the energy part, life can be an uphill battle. And I, you know, I went bankrupt. I had a very rough year back in 2000, and then slowly, bit by bit, my really dear friend in life, Daniel Ross, he coached me back out of that and got me into really understanding the mind-body connection, the energy connection. And then ever since then, it's just been this nonstop observation of how energy works, how we can direct it, how do we block it, and how do we create a flow state that is enjoyable and filled with grace and ease.
So let's go right to how people block it, because this is actually an area that's my specialty too. So we can have a little bit of fun with this so people can start to understand that all of their power and all of their potential is in the non-physical. It's in energy, isn't it, Lars? That's why it's so miraculous.
Yeah, I love it. I love that this is an area of your expertise. We're going to have so much fun talking about it. So I look at it as a couple different aspects. One is when we block, we literally say no to opportunities. When synchronicities show up, we go, that's nothing. We don't take notice of when we look at the clock and it says 111 or 222. Or, you know, these various synchronicities that actually show up. Someone recommends us a book or says, hey, you should listen into this call. Or, you know, those are the ways that we actually open up to the yes energy of really bringing that flow in. And then the second part is the blocking is also in our attachments. And we'll get into that in a lot more depth on this call. Things that we're attached to and we don't even realize that we are. Right. Mm-hmm. So we think 50, 70,000 thoughts a day. Every single one of those is an energetic connection. So all those people, places, times, things, and events, all of that stuff in our entire life, we're dragging that along with us. And if we don't learn proper detachment, we are actually blocking the flow of that energy.
You know, what I like to say, what I tell people when I work with them is that we live in two dimensions. We live in a physical dimension. And in the physical dimension, this is where our head is. But we also live in a non-physical dimension that's just energy, and our heart is what speaks that language. And the energy and the universe cannot say no. If you want to create something, energy must deliver it to you. It has to. It can't say no. We're the only ones that can say no. We're the ones that block it, right, Lars?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, there are a lot of things that we're going to be unpacking on the call here today, things that we're saying no, but not really realizing that we're not saying no or that we are saying that. And part of it is in something that I was taught by a life coach like 18 years ago. And it went like this. The universe will only give you what you can handle and a little bit more. And so, I've been observing that capacity aspect. And so we look at capacity, now we're actually really needing to step into responsibility. And that responsibility for our body, for our own energy field, for our boundaries, for our relationships. And so we have some really cool things to unpack there in terms of capacity.
Well, I can tell you right now, we aren't going to have enough time on this show because there's so many things there. What I like to explain to people is the physical, where our mind is. You know, our mind only works from the past. The mind, but energy only works on a vibration. And when you create a vibration, you attract. Like attracts like, right, Lars?
Absolutely. And it's that now that you're talking about. That right. is where our soul, our heart is actually it lives in the infinite space of magical energy. That's where our heart actually lives. It's our disconnection from that, and very left brain and very, you know, step-by-step format. Like we like you said earlier, we just get so tied into the external reality and that defining us. So mm-hmm. when we turn our vision inward into our hearts, we actually step into a self-referential infinite magical reality.
That's where there's no limits. You can create mm-hmm. anything you want. You mm-hmm. do have to have responsibility. And when mm-hmm. I said before, the universe can't say no, that's not totally true, because it can say no. But you see, when the universe says no, you spell it K-N-O-W. When mm-hmm. we say no, we mm-hmm. say N-O.
Well said. Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
I like
right?
that.
You just have to let through energy. You let the universe know. And part of what you were talking about there, Lars, I really loved, because it's responsibility. And I know in a little bit we're going to be going to break. But mm-hmm. when we come back, I want to talk about responsibility, energetic, spiritual responsibility, and about how people create their energetic foundations. I always refer to it as an energetic foundation. And everything that I do in my life, I look at it and say, is this something that I want on my spiritual energetic foundation? Does mm. this support mm. my intentions in life energetically? Mm. Right, Jim? Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, a lot of people on shows like this that provide business information and all that, we get right down to the vibration of everything, because, it's all about love. It's all about energy. It's all about sharing. It's all about caring. And the more loving, caring, and sharing you do, that's the more you're going to enjoy life. That's been my experience. But we got a break here for a few minutes. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Was the first item ever sold on eBay? Believe it or not, it was a broken laser pointer sold in September 1995 for $14.83. The founder of eBay asked the buyer if he knew the laser pointer was broken when he bought it. The owner simply said, "I'm a collector of broken laser pointers. Seems pointless to me." But this seemingly worthless item was a bellwether of merchandise to follow. Here are some Gifu jets or other unnecessary items that have been sold on eBay. Some Gustrum noodles will buy anything, even a cornflake. Yes, a cornflake shaped like the state of Illinois sold for about $1,350. What was one of the most expensive eBay.com purchases? A $140 million yacht. It's merging. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Futures Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And I tell you what, that first section of the show, it really went by very, very quickly. We got Mr. Lars Rein Gustafsson on. He was talking about some of that magical, infinite energy. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The universe cannot say no to you, all that love and energy. It cannot say no. And my goodness gracious, I'm joined today by Mr. Bill Heinrich. He is also an energy specialist, as I think of him. He has a great free ebook for you. Clarity Has No Story. Just go to myfreebook.me. M as in Mike, E as in Echo. And if you'd like to know more about Mr. Bill, just go to his website, truelifepurposenow.com. That's truelifepurposenow.com. And Mr. Bill, that first section of the show really flew by, didn't it, brother?
Yeah, really exciting. You know, talking about energy, Jim, you know that as we've worked together, not only on the radio show, but at Speaker's Pathway, I'm always telling you and Don, follow the energy, follow the energy, because the energy is just going to take you into new horizons and new places. But before we get we can get way out there talking about this and have a great conversation. But what I want to do, Lars, is I'd like you to take a minute and give us your website, let people know what you do and where you use your miraculous energy on a day-to-day basis and the reason you do that.
Awesome. Thank you for that. So the website is uexl.org. And it is the home for the Body Mind Institute courses and our board certification in nutrition. We're NENP board certified. And part of my favorite part of my week is the mentoring of our students and in the board certification and also expanding into new courses. And as well, back in 2017, I started to recognize that thought leaders and teachers didn't have the full spectrum of knowledge or awareness of how to build an institute. So I started to build institutes. So part of my awesome week and weeks is actually building institutes with folks. And it's the full bespoke, custom, full build. And it's a lot of fun because in there we really unpack unlimited revenue content and create a full spectrum experience so that teachers can get out into the world and truly, truly create the shifts that we're all here to do.
So give me an example of one of those institutes that you're building now and working with. What type of energy work is that particular practitioner doing? Just give us an example, just so the audience will have, or some of the ones you've built.
So one of the ones that is just absolutely rocking it is the founder's name is Jana Danielson. She is an amazing, amazing coach, teacher, life coach, health coach, and has built up a very successful Pilates studio in Saskatoon, Canada. And a couple of years ago, we started to build her online studio, which is called metadistrict.com. And so there are lots of really amazing Pilates programs on there and continuing to expand into way more this next year. So yeah, that's one example where you can take something that you're doing in a physical location and turn it into a very successful online business.
How fascinating. And you're working, I assume, with these practitioners from all around the world. Is that correct? Because I know you're located in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the cool thing. I mean, really, what did this year teach us? How to pivot, how to not be attached, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, how to be in our energy and our power. And from that, within that space, we can create incredible things. And we see actually opportunities that people who are not self-referential, that they will never see once you turn into that self-referential state. And that's everyone I work with. That's literally like it's what you attract who you are. And so I attract folks into my life that are instantly in that state. Like they're there. They're always practicing it, that self-referential reality. And so that's where actually building online education is the most spectacular experience, because now you're not held back by the limited realities, like you were saying, our memories of the past. if we can step mm-hmm. fully into the now, fully mm-hmm. with this in this incredible future possibility of where education is headed and where we need to take it, because education is actually the foundation of all peace and all progression mm-hmm. in our society. And we have a big job ahead, because we have to take the reins now and really steer our world into a new direction. I strongly believe it's actually in the education.
There's no question about it. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm just going to say, yeah, that's a wonderful challenge, too, if we recognize it and take that seriously. Because, you know, Lars, I was just thinking there as you were talking, that reminds me when I was a young entrepreneur and I'd get a great idea and I'd get all excited. And I didn't know it was all that, you know, I had all that inner energy, but I really didn't know how to, you know, use it to my advantage, because I was still caught up in the physical. And that's kind of like muddying your stream in it, brother.
Yes, and that's a great segue into the next segment, which is really how do we prepare ourselves, and how do we take personal responsibility for ourselves, for our body, because this is where we live. We're infinite beings living in a physical vessel, but this physical vessel is like a spaceship. It has so much capacity, and you know, most entrepreneurs and folks out there may not be totally tuned into how they can, you know, detox and take good care of themselves, and how that creates the capacity to allow in more and more and more and more.
Oh, yeah.
And the way you do that is you step away from the root of all suffering, which is called attachment. Right, Lars?
Yeah, great segment. My favorite thing to talk about, because I was taught a three-step detachment process that was heightened in a magnificent way about a year and a half ago, February of last year. And the practice of detachment, if I may share three steps, is I detach from all people and experiences. And when you say that, you literally see the cords between you, the energetic cords being cut. You can use a scissor, you can use a sword, you can use whatever you want to see those cords being cut, and all those cords going back to their source with love. And then you say, I call back all, you do that three times. And then you say, I call back all my power three times. Mm-hmm. And you just visualize all your power returning to you. And then you finalize it with three statements. I release all that is not mine. I release all the energies that are not mine. And you see the roots of all those cords disappearing. The first time you ever practice this, you will have a full visceral experience of infinity in that moment. Because for the first time in your life, you may have never experienced true, authentic detachment from every person, place, time, thing, and event. Everyone, including loved ones, including closest to you, you can be more, have more, and be the infinite source of energy for your loved ones by being detached.
You know, you spoke about energetic cords, and let me just give a quick example description for the audience what those are.
Yeah, cool.
When you hold a resentment, somebody, you feel like somebody did something to you. I meet so many people, they've had resentments not for days or weeks, but decades about something. They have maybe something from their childhood. Mm-hmm. What happens is you have an energetic connection with that resentment and that person that's robbing you. I like to say it differently. It's contaminating your pure energy. And when you can let that go and be in the present moment, you have the opportunity to be connected with universal energy, because the universe only works on a vibration. Earth is not the center of the universe. The universe is infinite. Earth is nothing compared to the universe. The universe just runs on a vibration, and that's what energy is. So, you know, my specialty is showing people, I'm able to literally show people their spiritual DNA, their energetic DNA that connects them to the universe. And we all have it. We're all familiar with it. But because we're focused in the physical, all of our energy is being drained into limitation, right, Lars?
Yeah, absolutely. So these attachments, whether you realize it or not, is like what you're saying, it's contaminating your energy, but also even more significantly, it's draining your soul power. It's draining your power. And just a visualization would be like, if you're trying to, if you have a, let's just say 1,000 or 100,000 strings tied to all over your body, and you're trying to move forward, and it's literally a dead weight behind you, and you're trying to build momentum in life, trying to achieve things in life, and you say like, what is it? What it feels like a ceiling in my life. And that's actually what happened in 2019, early in February. I was like, what is going on? And I'd forgotten to really practice the detachment. And I was reminded of it by my life coach, Ed Stracher. He says, Lars, you cannot achieve, you cannot bust through your ceilings by with all your attachments and string and strings of energy it's holding impossible. You back. It's impossible. Like, it is literally the first starting point is there.
Because with energy, Lars, where your attention goes, you go. And this, there's a whole talk that I give on the difference between attention and intention. Intention is energetic. Attention is always in the physical. And we've all been just taught to survive rather than thrive. And it's all about survival. It's all about there not being enough. It's all about winners and losers. It's all about being attached to, I want a bigger house. I want a better vacation. I want this. I want that. Everything in the physical. And when you release those energetic cords and realize that energetically you can create anything your heart desires, just holding the intention.
Yes.
But when you put your attention on it is when it starts to drain. That's when you get stuck, you're looking at it, and then you get into control and manipulation because you can't even think straight because you're so after it. That's like, I hate goals, for instance. I like objectives and intentions, right? But Jim, I'm going to turn it over to you because I know we're going to go to break.
Oh, my goodness, because Bill had to almost hit me over the head of the ball bat, get me to get out of them goals because I'm an over-retarded master sergeant. But I'm getting there, folks. I'm getting there. We're going to be breaking for commercial. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Have you ever had a really bad haircut from a barber or a stylist? I mean, so bad it looks like you cut your own hair. What's a word for a person who does cut their own hair? An autotonsorialist. And there's a word for a person who has never had a haircut. He would be called an acersicomic. How many hairs are there in your head anyway? If you're blonde, about 150,000. Brunette, 100,000. Or redhead, 60,000. One out of every 14 women in the United States is a natural blonde. Some people avoid getting their hair cut because they're afraid they'll get not padded. That's what it's called when your hair is cut too short. Why do shampoo instructions say lather, rinse, repeat? If you did this, would you ever be able to stop?
It's Words You Never Heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your Words You Never Heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, and oh my goodness gracious, we've just had a total wonderful time here. If you've been with us so far, you know that we got some energy flowing. We got a gentleman here by the name of Lars Rein Gustafsson, and his website is called UXL, and that is U as in uniform, E as in echo, X as in x-ray, L as in lima.org. All of these websites will be in the description of the show, and please share the show with others because, my goodness gracious, Mr. Bill Heinrich is with us, and he is the author of The Seven Levels of Truth, and you can visit Mr. Bill at his website, truelifepurposenow.com. That is truelifepurposenow.com. He also has a free book, ebook, called Clarity Has No Story. Just go to myfreebook.me, myfreebook.me. And Mr. Bill, I tell you right now, between you and Lars, you got me so wired and energetic, I'm just about ready to jump out of this chair, brother.
That is the best. Awesome.
Well, you can't block energy. You can't block it, no matter what state of energy another person is in. Your energy can influence them. And it's funny because people are so caught in the physical. They're so caught in survival. They're so caught in trying to get something accomplished, what their goals and other things, that when they get hit with that energy, they don't know what it is. But I know, I currently am living in an RV touring the country. But in my home, people come into my home and they don't want to leave because of the energy in it. Right. Lars, let's talk about the physical aspect and what blocks people. And let's just head in that direction and we'll see where we end up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things that, having been in the nutrition field and studying it since I was 15, so 33 years, and then, also my own body mind performance certification, which is the how we show up in life, body and mind. And so one of the biggest, most important discoveries, I would say, because it's been known for ancient times, is the fact that we are electrical beings having a human experience. We often hear we are spiritual beings having a human experience, but we're actually also electrical. And so what does that mean? How do we spark the electrical energy in our body? Well, I would say that most people consume the wrong kind of salt, like this, the table salt that's been heated to thousands of degrees, has all the trace elements taken out of it. It's basically a poison. And so if you go to sea salt, like raw sea salt that's even moist, that has the 80 plus minerals in it, trace elements. And when you take that, it actually reignites the, because all hormone communication is also electrical and vibrational. Well, how do you access that? Well, you access that through having the right kind of electrical environment, which is also the right kind of salt. And so if you add a pinch of sea salt to every liter of water, drink half your weight in, half your body weight in ounces. So if you're, say, 200 pounds, then it would be 100 ounces, and that's basically just over 3 liters. So you drink your water between meals, this pinch of salt, it'll actually make the water wetter. Have you ever heard of that? Where water actually becomes even more hydrating. And then there's a wonderful effect that actually takes on inside the body, and that is that it wakes up, maybe for the first time in your life, where you can access electrical energy in the 70 to 100 trillion cells in your body. Your brain lights up, and you literally access new parts of your brain that you may never have accessed in your entire life. New neural networks will start to develop, new ideas will come to you, and you're tapping into the source energy, and it's so much easier to actually be in your heart. and to actually connect to that infinite source of energy within you. I could go on and on and on and on, because the water, the pinch of salt in water, is actually one of the physical things we can do to immediately access. It's like Bill was saying. I mean, you can't block it, but you can not access it. It's the other way to say it. It's like you're actually not creating. It's kind of like running electrical wires. If the wire you're using can't handle the voltage and the flow of power, it'll blow it out. And so, you know, the same thing with our body. Like, you know, a lot of people are like, you have opportunities every single day. Every single day you have opportunities to make money, develop better relationships, love yourself more, detach and let go, and all of those things. What makes it easier, the path of momentum easier, is if your physical body is not only electrical, but then really thriving. We replace about 200 billion cells a day. So over the course of 3 months, we replace most of our organs and cells. And so the choice is, how do we nourish ourselves today to birth the 200 billion cells into the spectrum of infinite reality that we are? How do we birth ourselves every single day so that the thing is DNA doesn't run us. We actually control that. We control what DNA runs and doesn't run. So that's very much belief-based. This is Dr. Bruce Lipton work. He really broke this out into the world and forever changed health and medical science through this aspect that we can actually control our DNA. We can turn it on and off. And, you know, the whole idea is actually to live in a non-stress-based state. How do we get into stress? We are attached. So it all comes down to the fundamentals. It comes down to the basics. It's like, if you're stressed, you're attached. And if you're attached, you're not letting that flow through. In that specific moment in time, in the spectrum of infinite reality, in that moment in time, you're not a conduit for the energy when you're stressed, when you're attached, when you have blame, shame, guilt, fear, a resentment, you know, all of those kinds of energies, they're all attachments. When you let go of that, you become the most free human being ever.
You know, it's so true. A majority of stress is caused by fear of loss. And you're going to lose a job, not get a promotion. You're going to lose something. Something bad's going to happen. That's what stress is about. And as I've studied this the last 25 years, for me, we basically live in a world where there's only two emotions. Mm-hmm. There's love and there's fear, and they cannot coexist.
Mm-hmm.
They can't coexist. There's a saying, fear knocked on the door and love answered, but no one was there. Because they can't. And this is what creates the energy, right, Lars?
Absolutely. It's the directing of the energy and whether we also let it in. You know, we hear, allow it in, say yes. Well, the fact of the matter is that most people are not physically capable of handling even 10% more in their life. Mm-hmm. They can handle it. They're so maxed out with all of their attachments. Mm-hmm. They have so much energy being drained from them through their habits and habit patterns, thought patterns, belief patterns, that they actually literally have no capacity. So the idea here really comes back to capacity, right?
That's why I wrote the book that Jim was talking about, Clarity Has No Story. Because when you have clarity, there's never a story to it. But when we're in stress, when we're defensive, when we're in judgment, blame, shame, and guilt, there's a story inside of us that's driving that. And that's where the attachment is to the story. I've done a lot of spiritual work. And in one program I was in for a number of years, people would leave. And I couldn't understand why they would leave, because we kept growing and growing. But the reason they would leave is they'd reach a point, Lars, where there was a story they weren't willing to let go of.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Story is essentially the expression of experiences that are actually only a microcosm of the macrocosm of that possible experience. So in other words, it's actually an illusion. We can't we can't actually rely on our memories. Our memory, they actually say, like in court, they say, like, you can't actually rely on people's memories. You can have 10 witnesses and you'll have 10 completely different stories. Mm-hmm. So all the stories, whether we believe them or not, I mean, they are in us, and our DNA is listening in. It's like Dr. Bruce Lipton says it so beautifully. Our cells are listening in, are eavesdropping on your thoughts and beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful.
Wow.
And so, you know, it really comes down to, we'll get into this in the next segment, building that capacity, how detachment actually creates more clarity. Because even, and this comes to basically living an equanimous life, equanimity, which is the center point. It's the zero point. So living life with equanimity is actually no attachment to what we perceive as good or bad. We actually completely detach. So I heard a great prayer once. Thank you for bringing this into my life and something better. And so when we attract like our dream situation, like we's like, yes, we got the job, or we got this client, or our child achieves such and such in school, whatever it is, at that moment, detach. Detach so that you can experience that from within infinity. Infinity cannot look unto itself with limitation. So when you look out into the world from within infinity, you'll realize, oh, that was actually really cool and so much more. And you can actually fully celebrate. Every cell in your body will fully celebrate because our cells are tied so beautifully into our thoughts and beliefs. And so when we're actually experiencing infinity from within, our cells are rejoicing because they were built for this. We were built as infinite beings. So when we really do practice this, it's full on. It's game on.
You know, the the three worst words in my dictionary are, I was thinking. Because
that's so
because
funny.
The head in thinking is only there to protect you using logic. The heart is there to create the vibration and energy, Jim.
Oh,
and what do you do? There's fear and there's love. Love comes from the heart. And with love, you give it away and you get more. That's the way it works, and you attract in more. We have so much more to talk about. I know we're coming up to break here in just a second. The show is way too short today, Jim.
It really is, because the momentum of health and business relationships, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
That Twitter is over 10 years old? Twitter was first launched in March of 2006, with the hashtag feature appearing about a year and a half later. Twitter employs more than 2,700 people around the world. Today, there are over 241 million active users on Twitter, with an average of 500 million tweets per day. Now that's a lot of traffic. A lot of new words have been coined from the Twitter app.
A tweetheart is your Twitter boyfriend or girlfriend, and Twitterphoria is the feeling you get when they tweet you back. If you don't want to feel like a twittiot when you tweet, there's a whole list of proper twetiquette available. At first, even I was a bit of a Twitter phobe, but if you want to follow me at Too Funny Carolyn, that would be twittastic.
It's Merging Neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Futures Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and the 6-minutewebinar.com. And on this show today, my goodness gracious, especially for you entrepreneurs out there, we've been talking about all this infinite energy. It's got a magical attraction to us because we love it. I mean, you're talking about wrapping everything together, your health, your business, your relationships, everything. It will take you to the level where you want to be. And we got a great guest on here, Mr. Lars Rein Gustafsson, and he is visiting with the subject matter expert on clarity, Mr. Bill Heinrich. In fact, Mr. Bill is offering his free ebook. You just go to myfreebook.me, M as in Mike, E as in Echo, myfreebook.me. Put your email address in there and download it. You got it. Because it is a wonderful book. He's also the author of The 7 Levels of Truth. And if you'd like to know more about Mr. Bill, just visit him at his website, truelifepurposenow.com. And Lars, his website is UXL, and that's U as in Echo, U as in uniform, E as in Echo, X as in X-ray, L as in Lima.org. All of these websites and everything will be in the description of the show. Mr. Bill, oh my goodness, Lars is really hitting the nail on the head, isn't he?
Well, yeah, the show is way too short today. We're definitely going to have Lars back. You know, the things we've been talking about seem, I know, are going to seem somewhat foreign to people. But Lars, what I want to talk about is how this is all scientifically proven. Because this isn't woo-woo.
No,
this is science.
Yes. Yeah. Nice segue. Excellent. Because while we're on break, I was just like, what dropped into my consciousness? Like, we got to go into the KPIs. We got to go into key performance indicators. A lot of entrepreneurs listening in, thought leaders, coaches. It all comes down to KPIs. If you want to prove something, all you have to do is just recognize the patterns and start to track them. And so key performance indicators from a business perspective, if you see, let's just say you get in front of 100 new people on like a webinar, how many of them convert into maybe an offer of some sort, you got a KPI there. And so even in things like interactions with loved ones, I know that it's kind of corny to track KPIs and loved ones, but seriously, if you actually contemplate how many loving exchanges did I have with my loved ones this week? Mm. How many times was I completely present? And if you haven't practiced detachment, you're not completely present. To be completely present, you actually have to let go of literally everything. And then energetically, and then so much more will be given to you. And that's a really powerful lesson. So to draw it back into how do we ground this, I started practicing a ritual about 4 years ago where I take a 15-minute break every 90 minutes. There is scientific evidence to show that past 90 minutes, the brain's capacity declines by 10 to 20, 30% after the 90-minute mark. So if you're pushing it through, trying to work 4 hours, 8 hours in a row, you have a rate of diminishment of return that is, it just burns you out. So taking a small little break is basically changing your state. You change your physical, mental, and emotional state. So get a nice glass of water with a pinch of salt in it. You meditate, maybe do some yoga, maybe go for a walk. Sit down with a book and journal. You know, there are lots of things that you can do that we could unpack in 15 minutes. But what it does is it actually creates its own momentum of observation. The most important aspect of being detached is actually being the observer. Being the observer, you're on the inside looking out into the world from your infinite self. And the only way that you'll actually be able to track the types of things that unfold in front of you is being the observer. Most people are so busy doing that they're just literally too busy doing, and they can't just be. We're human beings, not doings, right? So, it you know, these small little breaks, it's one of the best rituals I can possibly ever recommend, because it gives you that capacity to actually step back, look at what's going on, and then re-engage fully for the next 90 minutes. And it will lead to more productivity.
Lars, it brings to mind that when people are so attached to what they're doing, they're striving to reach goals, they're making money and all of these things. The fact of the matter is this, all of these infinite miracles that Lars is talking about are around you 24/7. They're there. You couldn't see them because you're running through life with a blindfold on, focused on that goal, right, Lars?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's it's literally like taking the glasses off, taking the blinders off. And so there as well, it's really, really important as part of the detachment process that you live in the observer mode. That you don't react. Like, reaction is actually instantly flipping into your limited human self, into your ego. Like reaction. So it can be quite humorous. And for those of you who take this on for the first time, it does come with a warning that when you start practicing detachment, it'll be in your face. It'll be full on for a little while, because you'll just see how many things you're attached to. People, places, times, things, and events. You'll just see, wow, was I ever living attached? But then the freedom on the other side is the capacity to let more in. To be more and do more and have more. Go ahead, sorry.
Do you know the number one attachment that people have is they're focused on getting to death safely?
That's a very interesting one. Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's having enough survival to make it to death safely instead of living life fully in the moment. When you're living in the moment, you have the moment. There is nothing else. You need nothing else.
Beautifully said. That and public speaking. Two of the top fears.
Yeah.
You know,
and who knows what else. But that's where also like the using tapping. I love tapping to tap out all of that negative stressful energy and then tapping directly into your central nervous system. The new beliefs. So tapping is fantastic. However, I do want to come back and loop back around to the body is electrical. And that is a life-changing piece of information. Putting a pinch of sea salt, living sea salt, into every liter of water. Make sure it's filtered and not filled with chlorine and fluoride and whatever. Because you want to make sure it's filtered. Best if possible, spring water straight out of the earth. And and then what that does is it actually opens you up to what I love about working with David Wolf for all of these years. He calls it adding in. So instead of trying to like cut out a bunch of things, just start adding in goodness. And then, you know, it'll just edge out all those other things. You know, you'll just start to become this new being, stepping more and more and more into every now with greater and greater capacity in the observer mode, looking out into life from infinity, because infinity cannot look unto itself with limitation.
In the observer mode, it's so fascinating. And again, I've been studying this for 25 years. And in the observer mode, it's amazing how many things get done without my involvement. Before, I had to be involved in everything because I felt attached to it, trying to protect things.
Right. Yes.
Being the observer, stuff just happens. It gets done. It's amazing. I have so much more time, so much more energy.
Being open to all possibilities and closed to none. really having the ability to discern. Discerning is also a really, really interesting word, because it's, you just like, you when you're living from within your heart and from a heart-based perspective, not only are you tapping into infinite wisdom and infinite knowledge, and you're getting out of the limitations of the thoughts and beliefs and what you've quote unquote learned over your life, you let that go. And now you actually can make wise choices and decisions. My life coach, who first taught me the detachment way back in 2005, he also pointed out that we have thousands of choices to make, but very few people make wise decisions. So making a wise decision. And when you're in that space, you will feel instantly, like, you know, and you will start to recognize these synchronicities and hypersynchronicities that are happening all around you. Too many people are closed off because they're way too attached.
Yeah, you know, in fact, I don't use the word decision, because it stems from a Latin word which means final, the end. It creates a lot of stress. The word that I use and teach people is just choice. We have free will and choice. And when you make a choice, you can always change it. But that's where you take your responsibility in, Lars.
That's right. Yeah, this is a full ownership scenario. And full self-referential. If the only choice that actually comes out of this audio today is, I am self-referential. That right there starts to automatically put you into the mode of, I'm detached completely from all people, places, times, things, events. I call back all my power. I release all that is not mine. And you practice that every day, day in, day out. When you're in a grocery store, detach. When you're hanging out with your loved ones, detach. Because attachments are what basically put a cap on your total experience in that moment.
Your ability to connect and be present.
That's right.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very quickly closing out the hour here, but I want to let you know a couple of things. Number one, we're going to have Lars back again real soon, as quick as we can, because this information is so fantastic. Because if you know somebody that would like to get rid of stress and aggravation and failure and worry and all those things that just eat us up like battery acid, please share this show with them. Be sure and visit Lars's website. It's UXL, U as in uniform, E as in echo, X as in x-ray, and L as in Lima.org. And on behalf of Mr. Bill Heinrich, he has a Clarity Has No Story at myfreebook.me. I'm Jim Grant. Our show is sponsored by thespeakerspathway.com. They're the good guys over there. I say that because I'm one of the guys there. And, of course, Mr. Bill is, too. And also the 6MinuteWebinar.com. Please keep in mind, on October the 24th at 6MinuteWebinar.com, we're putting on a fantastic training on Saturday, October the 24th. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We're so glad that you're with us. And please subscribe and share the show with others. We'll see you next week. Thank you.